Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Beers and Breakevens. Supercoach fucking sucks is what I'm going to say to me, because this week was brutal. We got away with it okay, but other people out there, my God, what a week it was.
Yeah, mate, Black Friday, 'twas dubbed. Ooh, yeah, boy. Just all these popular Supercoach players going down, and it just set the tone for the entire weekend. It was brutal. Teddy with his concussion, Sammy Walker, not as popular, but even about 4 or 5% ownership. Dom Young send off. Ruben Garrick into the Saturday, getting his early HIA. Liam Henry, as you said, mate, we got out of it pretty well, so counting our lucky stars, but what a weekend.
Pretty wild. And I've just seen the wildest thing to come out of this week. In our little document, we have you put your score and then you put – it says score, then you put your score in next to it. And the score is in Arial size 11 font. Kathmandu has dropped hers in size 45 Roboto bold, just to let me know that she beat me. So really uncalled for, really uncouth stuff. How are you, Kat?
I'm good. You know, I copied it straight from the Supercoach app and it came – it arrived that large and I decided to keep it. I thought they did the work for me. So
I'm going to put that at the top of my list of shit that didn't happen. She's full of it.
Making a statement.
Making a huge statement. Kathmandu.
Rue, we are... It's not often I compliment you and I'm about to put you on blast, so I'll start with a compliment, but you finally offered super coaches something and your relentless campaign of Curran for Jewel, it got there. And made as a current owner and someone needing a third front rower, I'm very grateful. So thank you, sir.
Yo, Adrian, we did it. How good. Fucking love that. Yeah, more so for my draft team, but yeah. It's good for Classic. I'll take it. Good news. You'll enjoy this. I brought AFB last week, so didn't actually need it after all. But, yeah, good times.
So there's my second story. Friday afternoon, being the transparent super coach and content creator that I am, had a change of plans, and Joey Manu in the rain was going up against Stephen Crichton, a great defender. This weekend he was going up against Bradman Best, another great defender. Backflipped and went, didn't get Joey Manu and got Valentine Holmes, and I was just waiting for it.
Good call, to be fair. Stephen Crichton kept him to a quiet 108.
Stephen Crichton kept him to 16. Then he moved to fullback and he put on another 90 points.
I love how Marty just consistently fucks you.
Oh, my God.
The best. He's just – it is so good.
He kills me. Anyway, the logic was sound until Tedesco got hit into another dimension. So when Val went out there, I'm like, if Val doesn't score well here, this is really going to hurt me. And he went well and I skipped him. So it was all okay in the end. But you went straight away, of course you did. Put me on blast on your social media channels to your billions of followers and saying, Tim's backflipped, oh, he's following me into Val, la, la, la. Anyway, got to Sunday afternoon, that Cowboys game, and Scotty Drinkwater went nuts, Tao Lungi scored, and I'm sitting there going, far out. I'm like, Guru's nailed this, and I knew you're Captain Drinkwater. And we sent scores to each other Sunday night, and I was like... went pretty low considering, like, Drinky 288 as captain. Wasn't until Monday morning we got in for the Bloke in a Bar podcast and I'm like, mate, what happened? I backflipped on my drink in Tao Lungi trades and brought in Pappenhausen.
Mate, my Thursday was like that Simpsons episode where Barney joins NASA and he's just backflipping all over the place. I went fucking nuts. I was all over the place. I ended up, yeah, okay. I ended up looking at my front row forward and I answered 1,000 DMs of what do I do, what do I do? And I was like, oh. And then it was like, I'm going to go Liam Henry. I'm going to go this guy. And I'm like, I fucking hate all of these dudes. This sucks. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm buying AFB. I'll keep him there. He'll play during Origin. I don't want to look at front row forward anymore. Little did I know Sam Hughes would turn into fucking Artie Beetson on Friday afternoon and score a try and base about 40. Unbelievable. But anyway, I'll fight that one another day. And then I made the decision, mate. I loved Drinky. But because I haven't been draft, I had a moment where I sat there and I went, is this just your draft bias? Are you just being draft biased to Drinky? Then I flipped on that and I thought, you know what? I'll spend a little bit less cash. I'll go Pappy. I really like his draw over the next few weeks, but I thought he'd do. He should have done better than what he did the other night when they scored 30 fucking points. So I ended up going Pappy. And then the other one I wanted was Murray Taulagi, who scored. I didn't end up going him because I don't think I went anyone that I said I was going to. And I can't even recall who I went. Oh, Blaze. Blaze Taulagi. Shout out to him. Hope he does well in reserve grade this week. So, yeah, it was a good week out. A good week out.
Taulagi 79.
Yeah, unders. Yeah, so
And it gets better. Who'd you trade out for Blaze Taulagi?
Oh yeah, fucking Xavier Savage, who also put a 90 on. No. So yeah, it was a tough week. It was it wasn't much to enjoy. And I was actually sitting there on Sunday night because I completely forgot I hadn't given you any of that context.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there at home going, oh, that smug little prick, he's gonna be sitting down there enjoying himself, laughing and giggling. Got it on Monday and then I realized you thought I kept it Drinky still, and I was like, oh,
even worse.
Yeah, it's heaps worse now. I just saw your face turn into fucking Luna Park and
you got
like,
the live reaction.
This guy. Ugh. Yeah, it was a tough gig. It was a tough gig this week. But God, there was people out there that did it tougher.
Yeah.
For some people, their season finished in round 5.
Yeah. How were some of the horror stories out there? Like, saw people that captained Dom Young for negative 30 points. Yes. The second lowest Supercoach score of all time behind Nathan Brown's negative 16 last year. People that had, Dom Young captain, they had Teddy, they had Walker, they had Garrick. Like, we say it time and time again, Roo, injuries happen, but there's a limit where, and we say don't get upset because injuries happen, what goes around comes around, but there's a line, and when it crosses it, when you have all those blokes, you're allowed to explode.
How, people that brought Dom Young a few weeks ago. And go back and check the tapes. We said to you, do not buy him because he will murder Blake Taff and get sent off. People just don't listen.
That was a quote.
That was a quote.
Think you actually brought that into existence.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
We manifested it.
You manifested it.
But in all seriousness, the people that brought in Dom Young, like we were both against it, which is all good and well, but I couldn't have possibly expected it to go as badly as it.
I'm pretty sure it was one of them ones, Drew, where you go, and this we would have quoted, it would have been like, worst case scenario, he goes poor, but with the 150 inch rolling average, he makes you, 50 to 100K. You can't account for a negative 15. Across the 2 week span, he ended up making $2,000. But even more important, more to the point, like Desi Creek was on the podcast last night and he was saying he had a decision between Val Holmes and Dom Young.
Oh, God.
And at the last minute, he went with Dom Young. Oh. So it's like, okay, sure, it cost cash, but there's about 180 points worth of difference in there.
Jeez, that is tough. Yeah. My God. Mm. Yeah. When you have a look at Dom Young over the last few weeks, all of a sudden Sonny Luke looks like a great buy last year. Very, very tough.
How did you go after all that, mate?
Don't say that name to me. speaking of great hookers, Danny Levi. Another meat pie.
Ken Irvine.
Yeah, Kenny Irvine. Unbelievable. Mate, when that kick went infield and I saw his fucking mohawk and shit appear in the middle, I was like, you're fucking joking. You're kidding.
Mate, to think that Palacia was just like crawling me early on in the season and then him getting ruled out in round 3 or 4 or whenever it was meant that I had to hold Levi and not get Appy in. And Levi just keeps on scoring tries. He's now made 119K. He's got a break even of negative 2.
That's wild.
He's averaging 44 insane. With 3 tries.
It's impressively shit, eh?
Four tries in five games.
Oh, I've got nothing but respect for you, Danny. Full fucking credit to you. Unreal. Now, we will do a little catch up on the About Even group, which I'll get Kat to jump up on her computer. We'll have a look at that in a second. But our weekly winner for this week, let's get stuck into that. And we have got prizes coming your way. We've made an executive decision this morning, as me and Timmy tend to do. Your hats this year are going to be a little bit different. So stay tuned for those. I think you're going to really like them, and they will be coming very, very soon. But shout out to Sav is coming second in our group. Not bad.
27th overall.
What a fucking no. Now, the guy that scored the most points in our group this week, his team, now you know the old Let's Go On Warriors, it's Let's Go On Gurus. Shout out to you, Callum.
No.
You've had it tough. Your parents spelt your name with a K, but you've come out a winner this week. Let's Gone Gurus, my guy, Callum. There might be a little something extra in your prizes coming your way. Might slip a nude in there or something. So very, very lucky for you, Callum. 1,426.
Whoa.
Good God.
Oh, yeah, that's a big score.
That is insanity.
That is wild.
Yeah, let's have a look. Might be a sniper term. His captain, he's got Jaden Beryl as his hooker.
Oh, we don't accept sniper teams either.
Is it a sniper team?
Let me have a look.
I'm not sure. You're better at this than me.
I'm just trying to load it, mate.
I'm not sure if this is a sniper team. He's got Joe Chan. He's got Egan.
No, he's 1,200 overall.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, I'm not sure if it is. I just the Jaden Beryl as captain at hooker really threw me at the start. So the top scorer this week went with enough hooker at the start of the season, huh?
Yeah. Crazy.
Not a bad play, bruh.
Oh, please.
Not bad. Mm. Not bad. Not
also,
bad, not
shout
bad.
Out in our overall group to what are we doing? Seventh place overall, the GC Gophers. Corey, he's a mate of mine, 64th overall, flying. Also, he actually came to our Nosebleeds live show. Corey did. Cowboy Corey. Nosebleeds. Good footy.
Oh, yeah. He's a good fella. I like him. Yeah. He kind of looks like Reece Robson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reece Robson kind of looks like him.
Yeah, when you hit, you stay hit. Goes good.
Like that, yeah. But also, once again, our second overall point scorer is Savs. Credit to him. Doing content and doing well is fucking hard to do. So shout out to Savs.
Tough combination.
Very tough. I hope you keep trucking, brother. That's very, very impressive. And I'd be more than happy to give you $5,000 out of Tim's pocket. Okay.
Six.
Six, Jesus. Yeah, he'd be a club member. Savs a club member.
It's six anyway.
Oh, it's six anyway, But Savs would be a...
It's our own prize.
Whoa.
Good morning, boys.
Yeah, Jesus. But yeah, Savs would also be a club member of about 9 clubs, I reckon.
Yeah,
he
I
loves
think so.
It, Savs. Sav Kwon Do. All right.
Do you want the About Even update?
Yeah, what's doing over there?
Okay, so this weekend, let's check. So you both, actually, we all won our head to heads.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So Guru Grizzlies, you beat Mean Machine. Kuma Stallions, you beat Heinz Hounds. And I beat Was a Bum. Love that.
Who were the names?
Do we have names?
Was I Tommy Burmo?
I'm going to look at the overalls now to
Was
to
it Tommy Burmo that?
That who is who? 1 second. So Warren is the Was a Bums. That's who I versed. Heinz Hounds is Thomas.
It's not Burmo.
No,
Tobler.
Big
might be Tobler.
Yeah, it's Tobler. Big the sorry.
Tobler.
Big Day Boys. Big Day Boys is
that's Burma.
He's Burma and he's still last.
Shock me. And Harley Smith Shields played this week.
Yeah.
Tough.
Crazy. Anyway.
Where are we sitting on the ladder?
So that's where the big update is.
Oh yeah.
Timmy has overtaken you.
Oh yes.
He's now in second place. Now, you are even on wins. You've both got a total of 8 points.
Yeah.
But the overall scores, Timmy, you're about 65 points ahead of Guru now.
Yeah, well, so you beat me 3 weeks in a row and you're only 65 ahead. I thought you'd be further.
You always find a way to turn it around, don't you?
I try to. is Sebo still first?
Yeah. Cody's first.
Cody. Sebo, love that.
Yeah.
And where's Sebo dropped to?
I just realized, hold on. Let me point scored. No, this is still correct. So, and then I'm down in seventh. Not that anyone asked.
where's Sebo dropped to?
Sebo is fourth.
Fourth, okay.
Yeah, pretender.
Sorry, guys.
How many points are you on, Rue? I was 1231 on the weekend, 7,600 overall.
Yep. I scored 1,064. I'm 12,960 and I've scored 5,106.
So I've got you about 65 points.
Yeah. How many points have you scored altogether, Kat?
My overall is 4,981.
4,981. Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah.
I'm only 200 points behind you, so.
Or you're even less behind
even
me.
Even less. You know, I was being generous. Him. I didn't want to scare you.
I appreciate that. That's good gear. Okay. Good stuff. Now, make sure the weekly winner there, Let's Go On Gurus, beersandbreakevens@gmail.com. You will get your prize in a couple of weeks. They are coming out. We're in the process of sorting that. So make sure you send your email. Send your goddamn address. Send your address where you live. I'll give you the hot tip, guys. I cannot guess where you live. I can try, but the odds are stacked against me unbelievably heavily. So please send me your home address. I might send Timmy around there to rough you up. I don't know. Now, today in the Roo Crew, which is my Patreon, the link is in the description. I'm dropping a new stats thing in there today, which I highly advise you go and check out. My mates over at the Weekly Rubdown, Natty and Wooker, they have for years been putting out these incredible draft stats. And what I've, as you guys know, I'm a draft guy, just out here having a red hot crack at Classic. I've just been lost in the wilderness for 2 or 3 years collecting trophies, just taking on a giant of the game and Timmy SC Playbook will. Williams. But what I've been doing for the last few years is taking their draft stats and actually applying it in my weird language to Classic. And it's worked okay for me over the last few years. So I sat down with them at the start of this year. I said, I want to turn your stats into a Classic format. I've said it to them before, but they're draft guys. So they never had any interest. So anyway, we've gone through, we've worked it all out. Wooker, he's been deep in his little wizard fucking science lab in there, sorting it all out. And we finally think we've got it to a point where I think it'll be really useful, you guys. Essentially what it is, they take all the stats from the year and they line them all up for fullback, left wing, right center, left edge back row, right edge back row, all that sort of stuff, match them up against teams, their strength of schedule, all that sort of stuff. And it's for every single player. So what I've used it over the last few years is to find pods that I've used in my Classic team. Sometimes they've completely shit the bed. Sometimes I've done incredibly well. And then that'll be on Wednesday. That'll come at midday. Then at 1 p.m., there'll be an article that comes out sort of summarizing all the key stuff, position by position. And then Thursday, I'll do a big context video and podcast, which will only be in the Roo Crew, where I give all my thoughts on it, what I like, what I don't like. A heap of stuff coming in the Roo Crew this week. $8 a month. $2 a week. One thing I will stress to you guys is that these stats, they are not hold your hand, take you to the water, make you drink. They are a weapon in your arsenal. So just something that you use, along with Timmy's stats, which we'll talk about in a minute. But all these things, they are weapons that you have in your arsenal that you use. This is going to provide you probably too much information, to be completely honest with you. And you just cherry pick. You don't perry chick. You cherry pick what you want from that, Timmy, and utilize all that sort of stuff. So the link is in the description, the Roo Crew community that is growing very quickly. And it's become, I opened it and then I thought I'll add another Supercoach tier to it. Then I got in there and I just realized I had all Supercoach maniacs in there. So I thought, fuck it, let's just put it all in here. Let everyone enjoy it. It was too much to consume, to the point where people that don't play Supercoach messaging was like, hey, for the Q&As, can you do a separate NRL one? Because I don't give a fuck about Supercoach and it's all the questions. I went, yep, completely fair, play on.
Supercoach is king.
All in there. Supercoach is king and these stats will be king. And you've got something coming as well?
Yeah, data-related drop also very soon. So we'll probably touch on it more next week, I reckon. Don't want to go the early crow and yeah, we'll just give it a week, but some big data stuff, I think they can work hand in hand quite nicely, but some exciting stuff coming up.
Well, yeah, this is what, when I showed Timmy the stat stuff that I'm doing, he sort of said, oh, well, that'll work well with mine. And we had a look at it. It was honestly like a jigsaw.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Coming together.
And I've had a sneak peek of yours and some red hot content in there. A lot of like, I'm a fiend for like soft and hard defensive edges. Yeah. Like where points score, where Supercoach points are scored, and that some cracking stuff around that.
And I'll tell you what, around that too, if you're having a little flutter over the weekend, these things will help you out as well. Very handy there as well. So all of that in the Roo Crew. Go hit the link in the description. Go check it out. Appreciate yours. Love yours. Good gear. Let's move to
Supercoach.
Teamless Tuesday. Let's talk a little bit of Supercoach here and there. Thursday, we've got the Knights and the Chooks going head-to-head from up there at Newcastle, 8 p.m. for the Knights. The only thing to note is Greg Marshew on the extended bench. For the Roosters, Manu at fullback, Palga on the wing, Connor Watson at 5'8", the Hot Pirate, Nat Butcher back after having a child on the weekend, Zach Docker Clay, the journeyman of journeymen in jersey 14. Oh, boy, Timmy, what stands out to you here?
Well, the first one is your man Greg the Leg.
Mm.
So 789K, averaging 53 across his two games this season, break even of 132. Comes back, may come back this week against the Roosters. Hopefully he does, gets a nice little price drop towards that 700K mark, then goes Bulldogs, Dolphins, Warriors, Tigers, Titans, a buy in round 12, but plays round 13, that first major buy round, also against the Dogs. Potentially with Kalen Ponga there at, I'm assuming, 0% ownership. Marju on the radar.
I had to have a very hard chat with Greg Marju this week. He got injured 3 weeks ago and he fell out of my draft team. We've gone undefeated since, and I had to sit down with him and say, Greg, you're my second overall pick, but you don't have a fucking jersey at the moment.
Mm.
My CDWs have gone so well on my draft side that you have to earn your way back in.
Gave him the Jason Demetrio treatment.
Yeah, he gave him the big JD treatment.
Dropped the gun.
Yeah, so show me what you're made of, Greg the Leg. Mate, Manu at fullback, do you buy him or not? If you buy him, I'm going to put him down for a negative 15.
Look, certainly a good buy at fullback. He's a Supercoach superstar. Look, Teddy, long history of concussions. Maybe they give him another week. I don't know. But the issue is they go the Knights up there this week, which I don't think it'll matter. He'll score well. But tough enough matchup. Then they go the Storm, Dragons on Anzac Day. It's a bad time to get the Dragons.
Yep.
Broncos, Warriors, Sharks. It is a tough draw. If it was at fullback through that, I'd be like, if he was at fullback long term and Teddy was out for a while, I'd be like moving heaven and hell to get him.
Yep.
At centre, with that draw, not as confident. I think he's a great buy, but what do you think?
I will also be leaving heaven and hell where they are at the moment.
Yeah.
I won't be going nuts for him. You're always a bigger Manu fan than what I am generally. I don't know. I feel, mate, that Teddy, he's playing for an Origin jersey over the next few weeks. I think that if he's available to come back, he'll be back in straight away.
Yep.
I don't think they'll take their time with Teddy to get back in, to be honest with you. It's going to be a nervous watch, don't get me wrong. And with a better matchup, with better matchups, maybe it does change my mind, but I'm the same. I'm happy to let it go.
Are we thinking it wasn't a good indicator on the weekend because of all the carnage that happened in that Bulldogs and Roosters game, but are we thinking that Angus Crichton will be an 80-minute edge back row? I know that's a very tough question, but
fuck knows, bro.
Especially with Tupanura on the bench. Like, a lot of people are going on him this week. I just think, you know, in reality, he was in New South Wales Cup to start the year. He wasn't good last year. He has looked great this year in what we've seen. And you mentioned New South Wales Cup, he's been killing it. But break even's about 24, 25. So he's not going to make a ton of cash. I want to see him play 80. I don't want to see him lock down that spot. Because if he goes back to the bench or if he plays 50 minutes, you've wasted a trade.
I personally don't think I want to do. Like, mate, Trent Robinson back to RFs is getting close to Ricky Stewart roulette areas now. I don't know how anyone can. Is Angus the best second rower there on his day? Yeah, fucking oath he is. Do I trust that Trent's going to keep him there? Nope. Not at all.
Well, your boy Wong lingering. We know Egan Butch can play on the edge. Tilly Tupanua, he's off to the bench. He's been starting. Like, who knows?
Who knows? I'll say this. Wong has been playing lock in reserve grade.
Has he?
He's been playing 80 minutes though, to be fair.
Oh my God.
To be fair, Connor Watson played lock when he went back there as well. I almost think it's just something that Trent Robinson does. But I don't know.
Playing the middle and toughen up.
Yeah, I kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Friday, Storm v Bulldogs. Kathmandu's going to be at this game. Make sure you say hello to her if she's there. She would really appreciate that.
Yeah, come say hi if you see me. And hopefully it's a good game. I don't want it to be a whitewash or anything. I want to see a little bit of a battle like we saw on Friday. That would be fun.
Yeah, good luck with that. Storm. Nothing
you're
really.
Meet, you're going to meet the Storm Dogs at Amy Park.
Yeah, I'm going to Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
For this clash? Just for this
Not
clash?
Not for this clash specifically, but of all the games I've been to, I've never seen rugby league down in Melbourne. And I know Amy Park is a different experience and Storm supporters are a bit different. So I thought, why not? Add it to the list of things I've done.
I have heard you're a big Kitione Katoga fan, but nice guy. And I didn't know you're that big a fan that you wanted to travel down to Melbourne to watch him play off the bench, but good for you.
You have to respond to that.
Oh, guys, this is going to haunt me. And it is haunting me. Nice guy. I've got a few friends actually that play on the Bulldogs. So
none as nice as him, but.
You can all just relax.
Yeah. For the Doggies, Critter at one, Tracy and Fox on the wing, Kiraz and Bronson Zeri in the centres, Curran named on the edge, Kickout also named, Max King named, Bailey Hayward makes his debut. Congratulations to him. I love to see that. Timmy, if this team runs out as named, I will eat my right hand.
What's going on?
Fuck knows. I thought they were all injured.
Did the, pardon the pun, CAT scanner get injured or something or whatever, like whatever the device is that does the scanning of these injuries, did it break down at Belmore on the weekend and they had to wait until after Tuesday 4 p.m. Bizarre. To do the scans because half this team was injured and meant to be out for 4 to 6 weeks a couple of days ago and they all got named.
I can't remember what the comment is, but if you go and have a look at the Bulldogs Instagram page, they put up some content of when he announces that Bailey Hayward's going to make his debut and he literally says to the squad something like, I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. You'll all have to stay tuned. But one guy that is playing is going to be Bailey Hayward.
I saw that. It was Ciro. Yeah, it was
Ciro
that.
Literally says it to them. See if I can actually get the audio here. Here it is. Oh, shit.
Before you break it down, boys, I told you we've got a bit to sort out with the team tomorrow.
We've got a bit to sort out with the teams. Yeah, half your team's fucking injured. It's wild. So I'm expecting mass changes there. It's so funny. I was sitting there with Kat yesterday. I read through the team list. I go, Curran on the edge. Fuck. Then I went, oh, I've already got Jewel. Gives a fuck. I'm fine. I'm okay. I can stop doing that now.
If Max King actually has broken his hand, which I thought was confirmed, he's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Kurt Mann, obviously more of a ball-playing lock, but he's also out with a broken hand for 4 or so weeks. Sam Hughes. Oh.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
He based 39 last week. He's got a -2 break even. Have you still got him?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This is horseshit.
You know who else has him?
Oh, I don't care, Kat. No one even asked you. Fucking punishes both of yous. All right, are we done with the Bulldogs injury ward?
Don't get me started on the minutes for Pouasa if I'm silly.
Okay, Broncos v. the Finn from Suncorp. Broncos, Reece Walsh returns at one. Little bit of movement for little Timmy. Corey Oates on the sting. Jock Madden at seven. My little boy Xavier Willison back on the bench along with Tristan Saylor. Hit me.
Oh, the Broncos, after their super difficult start to the season.
Super dickful. Love that for Brisbane.
Oh, the Reece Walsh goal kicking in fullback soft draw chat just got me so excited.
Yeah.
They had such a difficult draw to start the season. They now get a run of easier games. Do you think Walsh will goal kick or do you think Stags will? I've never been able to work that one out.
I've never been able to work it out either.
Seriously. Is the super pod to end all super pods if with that draw coming up of his goal kicking with Adam Reynolds out?
Does it worry you for his gameplay without Adam Reynolds or do you think it's the game plan's just the same, get the ball?
I mean, it's not ideal, but he probably steps up more in attack. He's got to do more if that's possible. Like, not really.
Yep, fair. For the Dolphins, Tessie New at centre, Flegler named at prop. I also thought he was out for X amount of weeks. Kenny Bromwich on the edge, Anthony Milford back on the bench.
Yeah.
Good to see Milfy back.
I saw that and I was like,
out of the blue.
Still playing the NRL.
I think he's been playing for the Capras, Milfy.
But can we acknowledge the fact that on the document you wrote MILF bench? I know I brought this up in Teamless Tuesday, but I just think it's so funny. It just says MILF bench.
MILF bench.
Shout out to my premiership winning 2016 draft team, the MILF Hunters. Good gear.
Yeah, really funny guy.
Good times.
Flegler, I didn't expect to see his name here.
No, they did say if Inter and AC joint injury, they did say it was relatively minor and that he'd be a chance this week. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised to see him drop off that bench, off the starting side, I should say, this week. But promising regardless for Flegler owners who could have found themselves in a bit of a hole in the front row if he was out. If it's 1 week, you can cop it. If it's 2 weeks plus, probably a sell. Joshy Kerr, I hope Flegler's out because it's good for my boy Josh. It's all coming up Stallions at the moment.
It really is. Everything is coming up fucking Stallions. when you brought Josh Kerr, I was like, I don't know. I don't know about that. But since then, he's played well, obviously, but every domino has fallen around him as well. It's turned out to be a great pick.
It has, but it also, like, even the Plaths in binning 2 weeks ago meant they didn't come on till second half and play that 29 minutes, scored the
When trailer. I heard you complaining about that, that annoyed me so fucking much.
Why?
Oh, because it's just like, he scored a fucking try. Shut the fuck up.
Minutes this year, 40, 45, 26 in that game, 37 on the weekend. He played like 12 less minutes. So on the weekend, 37 minutes, he based 42. His base is going at like well above a point per minute this year. He's got attack in him. Like, I think he had two or three offloads on the weekend. He can bust a tackle.
Ooh, Josh the only Kerr. Bloke I've ever met that complained about a front row forward scoring a try. It was unbelievable.
You know the other best thing about him? Dual 2RF front row forward, so I can swap him with Curran.
Let's move to Super Saturday. We've got the Warriors taking on the Seagulls from 3 p.m. in Auckland for the Waz. DWZ in Cape Wall comes back in for Manly. Burbo named at centre. Corey Waddell on the edge. Anything here, mate?
Negative other than just Dallin. Dallin's going to be big watching coming weeks with Charns back.
Dallin scores a hat-trick this week. Dallin scores a hat-trick this week.
Going at the left edge of Manly.
Tommy Talau.
Tommy Talau and Burbo?
Maybe.
He went to the...
He went to the left edge. Oh, yeah, maybe it will be. Maybe
Garrett. Imagine if that Warriors right edge...
What did they do on that? Because Burbo defended on the left, didn't he, against Penrith? So what did they do? They moved Collar back to the right, did they?
I don't know. You've lost me.
I'm pretty sure that's what they did now I think about it. But yeah, if DWZ is up against Burbo and Tommy Talau,
holy shit.
Thanks for attending. 5:30, Eels Cows are coming to you from CommBank Stadium for the Parramatta Eels. Harper returns at centre. Wild. Assey at 6. Bryce Cartwright, the Cardi Party at 5'8. Blaze on the extended along with Micah Sivo. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the Cartwright at 5'8 call.
What did I say?
Cartwright at 5'8.
Yeah, nice. Don't hate it. welcome back to Harold Matthews of 2013. We're going to win by 60 today. Bryce and the 2RF. I apologise for that little bed shit. Not the first, won't be the last. For the Cows, mate, a lot of people expected Valia to come in. But when Chester played centre a couple of weeks ago, I thought he was fucking unreal. He ran for about 200 metres. Mm. He's only fullback, probably not a guy that we're going to look at. I've got no idea what his super coach price is. But I thought he was really good a couple of weeks ago, Chester.
Yeah, he was. He's about 350K. So he's in a gun attacking at least Cowboys side. Huge watch.
Yeah.
Huge watch.
That's an interesting one.
Speaking of bed shits, Kulikefu Finifubiaki, 31 and 32 the past 2 weeks.
I don't know why you call consistency a bed shit weird, but yes, not stoked about it.
The one good thing for it, Rue, is...
Do you have him?
No, I don't.
For fuck.
Mate, I literally sat here and read out his Q Cup stats to you.
You say a lot of shit.
The one positive for
you. To be fair, I'd already brought him, but I still would have ignored you because I don't like you. Proceed.
The one positive for you. He's getting the minutes, played 80 on the weekend, 67 the week
That's
before.
The frustrating thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he can get 95 minutes. Might get a 45. Yeah, it's a tough watch.
Yeah.
Was that your positive?
Yeah, that was my positive. Mad. I can sit here and go through his lack of tackle busts and offloads, but I don't want to rub salt into the wound, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Rabbitohs Sharks, a late game, 7:35 p.m. at a course day in for the Rabbitohs. Little Clive Churchill 2.0 makes his debut. Gray, I almost said Aaron Gray there. It's not, it's Jai Gray. Very excited to see him go around. Ty Munro returns as well. Peter Mamazelis wasn't in the top two hookers in the club fame 2 weeks ago. Now is the starting hooker. Wild. Havili on the bench. Dropped was Cook, Kepi, Talis Duncan. You smell a bit of desperate to me.
I want to throw straight to Cat for this one.
Yeah. Oh God. Kathmandu.
Yeah, I told you guys I'm neutral this weekend. I don't have a team because my team has Damien.
Fan of the game.
My team has Damien Cook in it.
Fan of the game. She's under the wing.
Yeah.
Where she belongs. Yeah. How good. Yeah. Coming on, flying with me.
I mean, I throw the question back at you because I'm trying to understand the logic behind the decisions that JD's made. But I don't know if he's just flexing some last-minute authority before he's kicked out or if there's actually a plan here. But to not play Damien Cook, I just think it's a case of not reading the room very well right now.
Similar to my eggs on a Saturday morning scrambling. Timbo, I can't make sense of it.
Nah, I'm reluctant to go too hard on it because it makes such little sense that I'm like...
It could work.
No, it could work. Okay. I don't even care if it does work. I still hate... If they could win 40-0, I'd still hate the move to drop Damien Cook. But yeah, it's almost like... What do we not know? Like,
yeah. Yeah,
Cookie said something or like what's going on?
That's because, where my head is.
Because to drop like this club legend, one of the best blokes in the game, a bloke who in my opinion, well, he's not been his best form, but he gives 100% every week. He's certainly not the problem in this bunny side. I just cannot make any sense of it. So I'm like, there's got to be some reasoning behind it.
Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand the choice. I think obviously Ty's fit. I understand throwing him in the mix. I understand at the very least putting Mamazelis on your bench, but starting him over Cook makes no sense to me.
I'll tell you what, a lot of South fans I talk to, and like I'm not saying you're one of these cats, but a lot of South fans I talk to, like they're talking about, oh, we get Ty back though. I'm like, Ty's a very good player, but he's played 6 first grade games. Oh, he's got a lot of issues in defence. Like, he's not going to solve your problems.
Ty's not going to help at all. Ty has such enormous potential, but if it was the good bunny side that we know and love from pre-round 12 last year, Ty'd be a near must-have buy on the wing for the bunnies. Yep. He scored many tries, but he's small. He's not going to eat yards up. He's had defensive issues. He's not going to help their problems.
Yeah, no. Very tough. For the Cronulla Sharks, Itto remains at centre. Great to see Hazelden starts. Nikoto comes back in. Talakai back to the bench. Worth noting on the extended, Hamlin Mwele and Rudolph floating around there. If you brought a Talakai 2 weeks ago, I would have patted you on the back and said, that's fucking courageous. Mm. And my God, you've been fisted.
Yeah, I think it was 15 points last week. Ooh. In back row. And now he's been moved to the bench. Far out. Bold move from Fitzy. And to Fitzy's credit, because the Sharks are going half right this year, pardon me, we've been critical of him in the past for he's almost too loyal.
Yeah.
And he's not willing to make sort of big changes. Like he did the Moylan one for Trindle late last year, but God, it took a lot of missed tackles and tries that through to do that. So it's like, look, whether I agree with it or not, it's like, all right, he's made a move that can hopefully benefit this team. We saw Iro last week, had some good moments. We know you're that he's certainly his number one fan, number one season ticket holder of the Iro show. Yeah, do not go early on him though. He's played one game.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no need to go early. I think you 100% plan to trade him in next week. I think he lights up the South Sydney Rabbitohs here. You mentioned before he's got that good matchup on that edge.
Yeah, doesn't have the – not that the Jack Whiten edge has been overly solid defensively, but you also don't want to be going one-on-one with Jack Whiten. So it's like he gets the better edge. Look, every chance that Iro is the number one most traded in player next week.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I see it playing out. And, yeah, it's a good point about Craig Fitzgibbon. Credit to him making a big move there. Let's move to also their halfback is Nico Hines. I might be buying him this week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well.
If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's move on. Sunday, Tigers, that's out of pure fear and nothing else. Tigers Dragons, 4:05 p.m. out at Campbelltown. I believe Hammy called it the Matty Head Cup, which is super exciting. If you see Hammy out there, take his stupid fucking Tigers hat off his head and stomp it into the ground. Let him have it.
He'll be hard to miss.
Oh, will he ever? Okay, for the Tigers, Seafarth on the edge, Johnny Bateman out, Simkin on the bench, Kapoa and Matamua also on the bench there. Anything with this Tigers side, mate?
No, look, you know, we're pretty humble, Guru. We don't often gloat about things, especially when we get them right. You know, we love to highlight things we get wrong, but Justin Nolan got 32 last week.
Yeah, when Tim arrived today, he actually kicked the door in Van Damme style and yelled, fuck Justin Olam, which I thought was a little bit over the top personally, but each to their own. Titans, Kieran Foran named. Fifita is starting. Hello. What the fuck did I just do? Sorry. Did we just say Tigers, Titans? Did we just have the wrong conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. I'll cut it out.
You know what? Yeah, maybe cut it out. That was probably too bad, wasn't it? Or should we just run with it?
No, I'll cut it out. We're cutting that out.
All right, we're back on track. We actually just kind of made up a game of football there and spoke about it for a few minutes and then realised we got the teams mixed up. So that was good fun. Tigers, Dragons, 4:05 p.m. Campbelltown. Tigers, Seafarth on the edge, replacing Johnny Bateman. Simkin on the bench. Kapoa, Matamua on the bench as well for the Dragons. Harmsele comes in at prop. Eisenhuth still at 13. He'll probably get switched back to the bench and Flannel will shock the world again. anything to touch on here?
Negative.
Raiders v. the Titans, 6:15 p.m. from the nation's capital for the Durs. You got a debutant at fullback. How exciting.
Chevy. This is exciting.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. As we've said in the past and said sort of through the preseason, we said he needed to go back to New South Wales Cup, spend some time there, play with men for a bit longer, get used to the in and out of playing with the big boys. And he's done it. He's gone well, held his own, had some nice attacking stats there. Look, not expecting him to set the world alight, but also what an opportunity to debut against the Titans at home.
Yeah, and I think that's the big point for Chevy. I don't want him to set the world alight. I just want him to be solid.
Yeah.
Just want him to be solid and hold his own, which the highlights will come. He's extremely talented, Chevy. Big, big fan. Hosking returns on the edge. Trey Mooney on the bench. Very excited to see Trey Mooney go. And Corey Horsbury out for a few weeks, which I think helps our boy Morgan Smithies, who, I don't know, did he turn a corner on the weekend?
Well, you mentioned on Bloke the other day, but he played his 80 minutes. The Raiders looked awesome. Ricky, you know, you can only assume loves him. I think he did. And a lot of people sold. Smithies, what is he now, 423K, break even of 15. He scored, played the full 80, based 65.
I think I don't have it in front of me, but I think he had like 19 hit-ups or something.
Yes, I did have it in my weekly article and like 37 tackles or something. And I know you made a song and dance, rightly so, about the tackle break a few weeks ago. How about the offload?
Offload. How good was Blocker when he did it? He's like, oh, this bloke loves an offload. Does he block?
Yeah, not your finest moment, Block.
Yeah, not your worst, though.
No.
Don't get me wrong. Now, for the Gold Coast Titans, 4-9, Fifita on the edge. Pahulu coming off the bench. I think he's a little front row forward to keep an eye on. 4-9, tough as nails, mate.
Yes. Looked like he was potentially gone for a while. They only played 20-odd minutes on the game in the game on the weekend. Big for Dave Fifita, who first 80-minute game of the season, 81 points, 59 in base, which is huge for Fifi. He's going to be the only probably Supercoach relevant thing for a while, I'd imagine. Tempted to go early?
I am. If I had the trades and I had the money and my name was Kat, I would seriously consider it. I would love to bring in Fifi, but I think I'll have to wait 2 or 3 weeks.
The other issue is, you know, everyone's making plans to get Nathan Cleary back in at, you know, almost 900K. So it's like, can you get in Fifita and then have the cash to get in Cleary? It makes it tough, doesn't it?
It does make it tough, yeah. I've got to buy Hines this week. So, yeah, it's going to be a tight little squeeze. We're also getting reasonably close to Origin too. Fifi and a team that's struggling. So it's the other thing to consider. But I'm going to have Fifita at some point.
I'll be able to go Vigil, Sam Hughes to Fifita for about 100K in a few weeks.
Anyway, fuck that guy. Let's move on. Let's have a look at Blue Wealth Property, our sponsors for 2024. Shout out to the team over there. And do you reckon the boys would have enjoyed seeing the 04 Bulldogs jersey back the other day or what?
Oh, my goodness. Seeing them coming out against, obviously, the replay of the 2004 grand final, famous grand final against the Roosters, Doggies 16-13. To do it as underdogs, come out, lead 18-0 and blow them off the park, in those jerseys, Mort, Tony, they'd still be buzzing.
They would be absolutely flying. I think Tone had his young bloke's 18th birthday on the weekend, so that would have been a Larry Emder for the ages. Now let's have a look at upcoming events. Wednesday, the 1st of May, that's the first day of May, how to pay off your mortgage with an investment property. That one is live at Sydney Olympic Park and it's via the webinar, 6:30 p.m. in the room, 7 p.m. on line. Got a mortgage? Learn how an investment property can help you pay it off quicker. Something your mum and dad didn't tell you about because they didn't know. How good. I almost read out the http://smart2bluewealth there. Thankfully, I didn't.
I would have stopped you.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, if I had a mortgage, I'd be there. Unfortunately, Roo, unlike yourself, I'm not on a seven-figure salary. You'll be attending?
Eight. And yes, if I can at some point stop drowning in my mortgage, I would love to do the same. This is where you got to talk to Morts though. Something that I know I'll be looking into over the next couple of years. Very exciting. And we've said it before, we'll say it again, but the way that Morts and Tony just explain things is just unbelievable. Yeah. It simplifies everything for me personally, who can't understand shit. It's fantastic.
Well, that's it, mate. They keep, you know, putting it down our throats for good reason, but it's education is the key. And it's, you know, teaching you how to do these things, not just helping you with mortgages, with how to get in the promos, teaching you how to do it.
Yeah. And the link is in the description of the YouTube, both our podcasts, everywhere. If you can't find us, send it a message and we will send you in the right direction. A lot of people signing up, a couple of people having meetings and whatnot. Mm. Good times.
Exciting times ahead, mate.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Now we're going to get into this Timmy's stats deep dive. And I'm going to leave it with Timmy for a second because my laptop's on 1%. I need to go find myself a little Uzi Kawaja to sort myself out. So you take us away, Timbo.
That's fantastic from you, mate.
Thank you.
I'll run the show for us. So Dylan Brown, sixth most traded out player this week. Look, not going to entirely blame the combination with Talangi for a poor score last week. Saved it with a late try assist from Mike Acevo. But he played two games last year in combination with Dejan Arce, who I'm a big fan of Arce. I think he'll have a big, big game this weekend. Try and nail down that half spot with Mitchie Moses out. Two games with him late last year. Scored 88 against the Roosters. This was the back fight at the end of the year when the Roosters were playing for top eight spot. They're on a huge win streak and firing. And then he scored 81 against the Panthers in a full-strength Panthers outfit in that one. So, look, very small sample size, but bodes pretty well for Dil Brown in that. So, very keen on him.
Big ass guy, huh?
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
I heard it as well as soon
Me
as
and
I Kat said
had
it.
A little giggle to ourselves, yeah, a little bubble bath.
Yeah. I was hoping it wasn't that obvious, but I also heard it.
Good times.
But, yeah, Roo, it's Dil Brown, I think, with Dejan Arce. It couldn't be a better sample size of those two games last year.
Yeah, fair shout. Mate, what about Stefano? What about his form coming back? He's playing so well that I reckon Freddie would play him for more than 13 minutes at the moment. Either way of half time. Good shout.
Oh, my goodness. Stefano Utukumanu. Jeez, tell you what, if you need a front row forward, 555K, he's averaging 63 points. 58 minutes per game and 50 in base. The best thing about him, Roo, in a front row forward, there's attacking upside. So 66 minutes against the Dolphins, there was injuries that aided that a little bit, but 58 in base. Best thing, 20 tackle breaks across his first four games and four offloads. So he's busting 5 tackles per game. That is huge for front row forward.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty evident that he's become the guy that Benji trusts now.
Yeah.
You have, like, even over the weekend, I don't think it was injury affected, but, like, David Clemmer only played 25 minutes.
Wow.
He just didn't put him back on the field. Alex Twole came on and did a good job, but you can tell at the moment Stefano is the guy in the pack. So I've been hurt too many times personally, but the stats are the stats.
Yeah.
He's playing good footy. Zach Lomax, hello, mate. What a season he is having. He is an absolute weapon at the moment.
He's in Supercoach circles, Jermaine Asako 2.0.
Oh,
from last year. He really is.
Like, had Jermaine last year, got Lomax this year in my draft time.
Yeah, not only because I don't own him, but so many similarities. On the wing, goal kicking for... You know, the Dolphins last year, not expected to do well, struggle. They finished 13th or 14th or whatever. Dragons not expected to do well, question attacking opportunity. He was 112 against the Knights on the weekend in a very well-beaten team in terrible conditions. He had a try assist, 6 tackle breaks. He had 5 offloads in those conditions and 22 runs. He's averaging 82.6 for the year. He's averaging 22.2 runs per game and 5.6 tackle breaks per game. Hard to knock.
And it sounds like he's on the verge of playing fullback. Wild. Mm. I mean, he could play fullback. I reckon there's a sniff he plays this weekend.
The way Flano spoke about Sloan on the weekend after the game, every chance.
Yep, didn't miss. Great shout there. Ooh, talk to me about Nico Hines.
Yeah. I mean, I know you mentioned you're keen to get him in. It's just, look, he's had an underwhelming, obviously, start to the season by his standards. Bounced back against the Raiders before their bye with 94 points. He's averaging 62, a break even of 104. So very, very achievable, certainly, by Nico's standards. Just probably alluding to his lack of attacking stats this year compared to last season. So this season he's had 1 try assist, no tries, no line breaks, 5 tackle breaks. Last year, so 1 try assist this year, he was averaging 1.4 try assist per game last year. This year, he's averaging 1.2 tackle breaks per game. He averaged 2.75 per game last year. Only had 5 tries for the year, to be fair. Offloads per game, doing 1 per game this year. He was 1.45 per game last year. So all those key attacking areas for Nico have just been significantly down on last season. Still averaging 62, which is... by his standards, terrible. But if they start to come, yeah. Well, like, what do you thought? Like, I suppose my question is, you mentioned you want to get him in. You're scared of him. Is it the Trindle combination that has led to these stats dropping? Is there anything else influencing it? Do you think he's going to get back to that 90-plus average? How do you see it?
I said from the start of the season, I don't think he'll be that top-shelf 90 guy. I think he's going to be about a mid to high 80s.
Yeah.
I think he will find form. And honestly, there's a game like this weekend is the sort of game where Nico could put on 150 yeah. without a doubt, which is why I'm buying him back this week. I think it's worth noting, you know, I had people message me after that game against the Raiders and go, 94, he's back. Bro, he was on 60 with 40 seconds to go in yeah. the game. He had a try assist on the very last play of the game. Like, he is not back to where he was. And even with a try assist on the very last play of the game, he still fell below his average last year.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing I love from that game, though, to me, you have a look at his base from that game, 42. It's holy not because shit. Of a lack of effort. Nico's fucking trying his that's heart
it.
Out.
That's yeah. it. He's in everything. He's getting a shitload of touches. And that's where I'm like, I'm not a concerned owner. But like, of course, I wish he was scoring better. No shit. But the effort's there,
yeah.
as you said. So, look, I'm happy with him. I think he bounces back. I think the attack will come.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I look at him now, 834K. I think that's where he should be. Yeah. I think that's about I don't reckon he'll get above 900 for the rest of the year, to be yep. honest with you. I reckon he'll sit around here. So I'm happy to buy him again. And look, the reality is, which other halfbacks do you want over Nico? Who are the guys?
We had a good chat about it last night, but look, I'm Nico. I've owned it from the start. I am making a plan to get Cleary in within the next week or two on return. Mate, there's a serious case for Sean Johnson. I know you're always like never an SJ Supercoach fan, but they've got Manly over there this week. He's got a break-even of 21. He's 690K, impacted a little bit not by not goal-kicking early on, but he then goes into the Dragons, into the Titans, into the Knights. Like, the reality is he averaged 78 last year, and I think we both agree, the Warriors look better this year than they did last year.
Yep.
At very least, it's like a 2-3 week play. I don't mind SJ, but like, look, long term, I still think it's Cleary Hines. I do, but we said this for a long time last year, and he was killing it, SJ.
Yeah, he was killing it, but mate, like, he has to kill it to score well in Supercoach. Mm. Like, we just spoke about the last game I watched Hines play. Like, he scored 94. He had attacking stats on the last play. Sweet. But, like, could SJ have played better on the weekend? Bro, he had 52 in scoring stats, 41 in creative. That's 93 points. He scored 112.
Mm.
Like, he has to do a lot to score points. And you know what? I agree with you. Over the next few weeks, Manly, Dragons, Titans, he's going to do a lot, so he's going to score well. So, as you said, for a few-week play, I get it. But personally, I'd rather hold the trades and just have the two guys that I know can absolutely kill it. If you tell me that Nico comes out and has 52 in scoring stats and 41 in creative stats, I'm going, okay, he scored 170.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's my concern.
I'm Nico and Cleary as well.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, for a short term play, if you've got SJ already or you're making a short term play, I get it.
Yeah.
I 100% get it. Well, what's his break even? 21. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So $691, that's a good little price to, like, it's...
Well, and that's the other thing I'd said last night. I'm like, he's also 160K cheaper than those other two, like...
Yep, completely fair. No, I get where people are coming from with that play. Let's talk about his halves partner, Tamare Martin.
Really popular buy this week, I should say. Was awesome in his first game of the season, replacing Luke Metcalf. 98 points, dual 5'8 fullback, 363K. Not going to call it a stat, probably deep dive this one, but just his 4 80-minute games at 5'8 to start last season, I think it was prior to injury. He averaged 47.5.
Mm.
Never been overly Supercoach relevant. I will add in, though, again, though, that the Warriors look unreal. So there's no reason why he can't. I don't know why you'd go early again, but lots of people are trading him in. Have a look at him for another week. If he kills it and that break even's negative, whatever it is, maybe next week. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be going this week. And you know what, Simi, you're right. And I was about to say the same thing before you said it. He's not Supercoach relevant, but which 5'8s are at the moment?
Exactly.
So, fuck, if you think he's going to play good footy, once again, he's got the same draw as Sean Johnson, which won't shock anyone as they play for the same team. Manly, Dragons, Titans. Mate, he could score really well over the next few weeks. So
make you great cash, and then you move him to – whoever it might be.
Especially if he comes out and plays confidently against this Manly side, and then you've got the Dragons and the Titans to come, and he's got a low, like his break even is negative 25 now. Fuck knows what it could be with a good game next week. I get it.
Yeah.
Interesting one. One to keep an eye on there, Tamare Martin. Fuck, I feel like we are just spending a lot of trades in weird spots this year that I hate. But I think you just got to keep in mind that just everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's just scrambling for cash, doing weird shit. Jacob Kiraz, Canterbury Bulldogs Centre. What do we got?
Yeah, look, we've shown a bit about him, and this is sort of regurgitating similar enough stats to a few weeks ago, but a lot of owners out there are not sure what to do with him. And we mentioned a few weeks ago, doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. He has one big ton and only one score over 50 points this season. All of those were all late 40s, to be fair. Just no attacking stats. 5 games this season, he has one try. No try assist, one line break and one line assist. He's averaging 16.6 runs per game, 4.6 tackle breaks per game, 1.8 offloads per game. Owners have just got to sit there and go, all right, do we think any attack's going to come, or is he just going to average 50 to 60 and they're not going to? I'm not an owner. I'm glad I'm not, because it's a weird, tough decision to make. I don't know.
I mean, just completely off the dome, every attacking stat you just read out was in that game against the Titans from memory. Try, line break. So, yeah.
I think it was only a try and line break for 100 points. So he didn't do much.
So, yeah. He's not a bad guy to have, but I just think with money to be made elsewhere and stuff, I would be moving off Kiraz personally. But
yeah, they've also got, obviously, Melbourne this week in a depleted side. Couldn't be any worse. They've got a bye in 2 or 3 weeks. I'd be tempted to move off too. But I can see absolutely why people.
It's one of those annoying ones that you didn't get it wrong.
Yeah.
But you just didn't get it right.
Yeah,
there's better ways to be right now, I think. Okay, let's have a look at El Capitano's this week, mate. First cab off the rank. How are we feeling about KP in Newcastle Thursday night?
Like him. Very serious option for a straight C.
Yep.
Just the Thursday night skipper. I hate a Thursday night skipper. Never seems to work.
You know what, and this is a really toxic trait that I have in my personality, like the fact that everyone says I hate Thursday skippers, that makes me want to go, well, fuck you, I'm doing
Thursday.
Well,
I've always been
skipper.
The same, mate. Because I go, people want to have the opportunity to VC loop and the Thursday night curse and all that, so I'm like, sweet, just another night of footy. Like, it shouldn't change anything. Yeah. But, and again, I don't, you know, just if he goes 50 and then you've got to sit there for 4 days with a 50 skipper, and it's like, oh, it's a long time.
Yeah. I'm in an interesting boat, mate. I've got my fullbacks, KP and Pappy. Pappy's got Canterbury in Melbourne. Which one would you say that I should VC? Ponga or
mate,
Pat?
I reckon I'd straight C Pappy.
Straight C. Wow.
The Doggies, with all these injury concerns, they will be, like, with how wet it was, heavy under leg, they will be gassed, I reckon, for this game on the weekend. Melbourne are flying, plenty of points to name. I'd straight see Cappy. Pappy.
I don't mind that, actually. Cappy. Yeah. I actually really like that.
I would. Cappy, he terrifies Pappy. Me as an on-owner. He's pretty highly owned, Pappy. So, yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, I'll have a look at it. I'll probably VC, but maybe I'll grow a pair before then. Don't hold your breath. Friday night, Bronx Finns. It's only really Reece Walsh you consider as a pod play here.
Yeah, look, I don't really think many are going to own him. So, and I also want to have it confirmed before. I'm not getting him in because I'm happy with my Pong and Turbo combination, especially after this week. Man, they have a really nice draw. Titans next week, which is huge. So I won't be getting him in, but not overly relevant ones there.
Wise man, we've got SJ and Tommy Turbo going head-to-head here. Mate, Tommy Turbo is a no-go for me this week. I know that's bold to say, and maybe I'm playing with fire. What about Cat broke our Turbo figurine last week and he comes out and puts 100 on Penrith's head?
Yeah, can you snap the legs of it this week, please, Cat, because I might see him.
Did you see Parramatta send us out a statue for her to break? I sent out a Regan Campbell Gillard statue.
It's Campbell Gillard. It also says, goodness, for the collection, fragile, keep away from Cat. Well, guess who's got it in their hands?
That is elite. They're
good. Unreal. Yeah, I would be staying away from Turbo as a captain this week, but I don't know. Your face told me you might be thinking differently.
Nah, mate. Okay, Warriors good. Too good defensively. Yep. That's not a game on a target.
What about SJ?
So know what Manly are going to throw up. They just beat bloody Penrith. They don't if it's shit Manly, then sure, but we don't. If it's good Manly, no.
I think that game against Penrith would have taken a lot out of this Manly mob. Going to New Zealand, I don't know. I think New Zealand put a bit of a score on them.
Yeah. I like him as a VC. I probably wouldn't see him. I think we'll get to him shortly, but I think Nico's the man.
Okay. Parramatta Cows. Drinky, you can consider him. You've got an interesting little take on, not an interesting, it's a good take, but
Para are outsiders. I think Para win. Yeah. I think they're, again, hit or miss, but there's a good football side in there. There's a very good forward pack in there. I think after that embarrassment last week against the Raiders, I think they'll lift for this. They're back at Combank where they play really good footy. Cowboys look like flat track bullies a little bit this year. I think their pack's okay. I think Para's pack is probably better. I think Para win it.
Yeah, fair shout. And you said Parramatta hit and miss, so are the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we get a high-scoring affair here.
Yeah.
That's where I think Drinky could still be interesting.
Heaps
this game.
Of Supercoach points.
Heaps. Okay, the main attraction, Nico Hines v. the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I don't think $3.20 is enough for the Bunnies. I am bringing in Hines, and there's every chance that I captain him. So similar to Tim and Joey Manu, my history with Nico Hines, well, I sort of got one up on him a few weeks ago, but it hasn't been great, let's be honest here. I think it's about 1,000 to 1 in Nico's favour. I'm seriously considering captaining him.
I think he's the play. As we said, he's scoring well enough without any real major attacking stats. Fresh off the bye, some cattle returning in the pack.
Yeah.
Bunnies are a basket case at the moment. You know, they lose Latrell Mitchell, they lose Damien Cook. When I say lose, they dropped him, so questionable terminology. I like Nico Hines, so I'm thinking VC KP into C Nico.
Yeah, I'm probably thinking Ponga into Pappy into Hines at the moment.
Yeah.
Anyone else in the last two games? Surely not. Anyone grab your attention?
Nah,
there?
Mate, not in those.
No
ones.
Way. All right. Good show.
Good show.
We done and dusted.
I can say.
Hit the frog and toad. Make sure you go follow the Brew Crew. Go join the Patreon there. Got the stats in there this week. Timmy's got his coming next week. Plenty happening. Plenty of weapons to add to your arsenal. Kathmandu's going to be in Melbourne this weekend. So if you're down there, make sure you go and say hello. Blue Wealth Property, links are in the description. What'd you do on Playbook last night?
We had a really good chat to open the show about when the trade strategy turns from cash generation to focusing on those points. Here's an exclusive. It was not exclusive because it went live last night. It's about now. It's within the next couple of weeks. I'm big time looking at starting to go just a few. Happy with my cash generation, going a few point-directed plays. So when that changed, we also had a good look at fullbacks. We're all in consensus that everyone wants Ponga. Who's the best fullback to partner with Kalen Ponga leading into Origin 1?
Who's your pick?
Sir Thomas.
Never heard of him. All right. Thanks for joining us once again, legends. We have got the late show at 8 p.m. tonight, so make sure you are there for that. It's going to be rapid fire. It's going to be all happening. So make sure you come and join us there on the late show. Appreciate you as always, guys, and we will see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.